There, now they'll understand.
Well, says Dad at length, I can understand your frustration.
That's all I ever wanted, I say as convincingly as I can, to understand what Josh was thinking, to talk things over, to communicate, like two civilized human beings. And to get back together with him, my mind adds, like a silent, truthful arrow, because I know Josh still loves me, even if no one else thinks so. But there's no point saying that to my parents. They'd never get it. How could they? They have no concept of how amazing Josh and I were as a couple, how we fit together perfectly. They don't understand how he obviously made a panicked, rushed, boy-type decision, based on some non-existent reason, probably, and how if I could just talk to him, I'm sure I could straighten everything out and we'd be together again. Sometimes I feel streets ahead of my parents, just like Einstein must have done when his friends kept saying, "The universe is straight, Albert. Take it from us." And inside he was secretly thinking, "I know it's curved. I'll show you one day." Mum and Dad are mouthing at each other again. I should put them out of their misery. "Anyway, you mustn't worry about me," I say hastily, "because I have moved on. I mean, okay, maybe I haven't moved on totally," I amend as I see their dubious expressions. "But I have accepted that Josh doesn't want to talk. I realized that it just wasn't meant to be. I learned a lot about myself, and I'm in a good place." "Really?"